First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming to this class. And basically, we're going on an excursion. You purchased the ticket of this journey. You purchased the ticket not with money and not by fame or influence, but by desire. Your desire is to love Krishna. Every single person in this room has a desire to love Krishna, whether you know it or not. And we have an idea that we know it, and we have an idea of, you know, even maybe how we want to love Krishna, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give that love to Krishna and make it available. And in his sojourn through, in his own sojourn through South India, he came to Travancore. Travancore is modern day, as I understand, Trivandrum. We say Trivandrum. It's Travancore. And then he was in Adikeshwar temple, and then he found this Brahma Samhita. So on this journey, for some of us, we're going on this journey, and maybe we'll learn something new. We'll see some new sights, we'll hear some new sounds, we'll exchange some new ideas, and maybe we'll perceive some new aspects of the beauty of Krishna, the sweetness of Krishna. And for others, the more senior devotees, they may be, oh, I think I know that. I thought I knew that. They'll be reminded of these places, because they may be experienced travelers. They may be traveled a long distance over many of these subjects. So it may be for some a review of what you know. And for some it may be new, and for others it may be answer some questions we have. First of all, what is my qualification to give the class? Your qualification is already stated, that you have desire to love Krishna. And by hearing about Krishna in association with wonderful devotees like all of you, Krishna will bless each of us because of our desire. Our progress in spiritual life is based on our desire. The more we purify our desire and concentrate our desire on a particular aspect of loving Krishna and serving Krishna, the more Krishna will reciprocate with us and fulfill our desire, one by one, according to our determination, surrender, and enthusiasm. So you have the qualification as a student. So what is my qualification as the quote-unquote teacher? Well, I don't really have any qualification. I'm unqualified. But I have a great interest in this book. We did hear from a teacher. We took a class in the VIG with Tamal Krishna Maharaj some years ago. We've read the book a few times. We tried to understand it. We read different editions of it in English. And we had a desire just to share, to enter the journey with all of you and kind of share the experience, the learning experience. So I'm only hoping that by your desire and by our desire, by the divine blessings of Krishna Balaram Radhisham Sundar, that we may, at the end of each class and at the end of the entire segment of classes, go away enriched in our bhakti. We're not seeking jnana, and we're not seeking karma, and we're not seeking knowledge. But what we're seeking is love of Krishna. So to love someone means to know someone. And the more you know about someone, all their different aspects and all their different personality traits and all their different moods and behaviors and expressions and sweetnesses and softnesses and hardnesses, the more you are attracted to them and become attached to them. Just like the example was given, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, sometimes they would sit in his room in the afternoon with him, and they would marvel. They would marvel at his transcendental personality. So Prabhupada would pick up a cup of water, and he would drink it like this. He would hold it like this, and his pinky finger would go out like this. Just drink it, right? So effortlessly, so dexterously, and so smoothly and devotionally. And then one devotee, Brahmananda, or some very soft-hearted, loving devotee of Prabhupada, said, "Prabhupada, it's amazing the way you hold that cup. Most people, they take a cup and it's, you know, they drink. But, you know, your finger's there and you're just going through the air like you're flying, and then, you know, it's all so fluid and smooth and like a great dancer. Every movement is a dance, right? We hear in the Brahma Samhita. For the transcendental resonant of the spiritual world, every movement is a dance, every word is a song. So Prabhupada is a resident of that Golok Dham, and we will hear about that Golok Dham. And so his movements are like dancing, and his words are like singing, and his instructions are like nectar. And so Prabhupada remarked, he said, yes, you're appreciating the way I'm doing this. And why are you appreciating? Why do you like it? And then Prabhupada said, because you love me. Because you love me, then everything you see about me and everything you hear from me, you appreciate, you love it. But if someone is envious of me, when they see me go like that, they'll say, why does he do like that? What, there's no need to do like that. Is he trying to show off or something? With his pinky finger flying around in the air when he drinks water. And so an envious person will see everything about the person that he envies with an eye of ridicule, with an eye of disgust, with an eye of, we can say, fault finding. For example, if you have some person, hopefully not, we would pray not, but you may have some person, God, brother, sister, or let's say God forbid, that you have such a relationship. But you say, oh, look at that person. Oh, there's, I mean, I just use the proverbial name, not anybody in particular, but say Krishnadas. You say, there's Krishnadas. Look at the way he walks. He walks like a duck. And then, he, did you hear him lead Mangal Arati this morning? He sounds like a frog. You know, he's like a frog. And so in this way, everything he does, the way, how does he walk, how does he speak, how does he sit, everything you see about him or perceive about him, because you're seeing and perceiving through the filter of envy and through the filter of hatred, ultimately, you can't see anything good about the person. So Prabhupada was like that. So we want to try to work, you know, cooperatively. As I mentioned, I have no qualification to give the class other than a desire to understand more about Krishna. And it struck me that Lord Chaitanya considered this such an important book, and we'll hear a little bit about the history of it, such an important book that he went to so much trouble to bring it back. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is Radharani, Krishna together. And then we see in our Sangha, in our Gaudiya Sangha, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote some commentaries on it, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati translated those from Bengali and printed those in English, which we have, right, in our English copy. And then what I see nowadays, that many people, I asked them, because I was inquiring, I said, do you know Brahma Samhita? Oh, yes. Have you read that? Oh, well, no, not so much. I haven't read it so much, or I tried, I couldn't understand it. It's the language is too much, or... So for various reasons, and some people say, anyway, we don't need that Brahma Samhita. We just need Govinda Lila Amrita and Chaitanya Charitamrita and, you know, Bhagavatam and Haribol. You know, Stavavali, Stavam, you know, etc. So then maybe, we also, of course, need all those wonderful Shastras. But somehow, and Lord Chaitanya, he heard those Shastras. He also heard Govinda Lila Amrita and Gita Govinda and Jagannath Vallabha Natakam and Srimad Bhagavatam. But he also heard Brahma Samhita. And he also gave this to us, and he wants us to eat this and be nourished by this. Just like a child, his parents will give him so much different foodstuffs for his nourishment and for his health. So some of the things maybe the child thinks, oh, I don't need this. Why do I have to eat Karela? I mean, I know rice, dal, chapati, Karela. What is this Karela? But Karela gives some bitterness and bitter taste, and that is very good for digestion. So the child may neglect the Karela. So we may have neglected Brahma Samhita to some extent, or completely, and in that way we're not fully nourished. Because to arrive at our defined destination, which we began with in the beginning, in the onset, our destination is unanimously Krishna Prema, and the pure devotional service of the Lord. But to arrive there, we need proper sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he considered, when he saw this Brahma Samhita, when he saw and he heard the Brahma Samhita in the Adikeshva temple, he said, oh, this is wonderful. Because this book, this one book establishes everything that I want to explain. All the Siddhantas, and we say the Gaudiya Siddhanta, or the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the demigods are His subordinates, and that everything expands from Him, and the living entities expand from expansions of His expansions. All these things, the creation of the material world, creation of living entities, this is all described in a summary way. So by going through Brahma Samhita, one can hear the entire philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in a summary way. Although it's not elaborated on, but the purport's to some extent elaborated. So he was very enthused to hear about it. And then we'll just read these few verses. And then I'll explain what the format will be in the class. Every day from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from now until Kartik, which is around, I don't know, October 15th or something, begins Ekadasi Purnima. So from now until October 15th, God willing, by the blessings of Krishna Balaram, if we're existing, we will try to conduct this class on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in this room with anyone who comes from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, 5:30 maybe maximum. And then so we hope to cover, I don't know how much we'll cover, we'll go as far as we can and until we understand slowly. It's no rush. I think there's 62, 3 verses or so, and we should maybe get 2/3 of the way through, maybe completely through. That's our idea. And so we'll start the class. Every day we'll begin by chanting some shlokas from the Brahma Samhita, which establish our goal. And these are the shlokas that describe the beauty of Krishna and the reality and the beauty of the spiritual world, beginning with the Parivasa Sutra, Ishvara Parama Krishna. And then after that, we'll discuss a particular verse. We'll be using this as a textbook, and it would be very good if you could bring this to class, because then you could read along, because we'll read each verse together, we'll read the purports, and we'll discuss. And I didn't see that they had any of the books here in Vrindavan when I went to Delhi on Friday, so I brought some books back with me to give to you. And who plans to stay in the class and needs a book? Because maybe you don't want to come tomorrow. But I have some books. So you can have a book. And I hope, I don't know, somebody can pass them out. If you plan, and if you decide to change your mind, give the book to someone who's in the class. Because I only got 30 books. You can have it. It's like, Shastra Dan. To create some auspiciousness, well, we want to chant these verses. Verse 1, and then 29 through 33. Then 37 through 39. And I have a sheet like this with those verses on it, but for today we can just kind of turn to those pages. I'll give this sheet out tomorrow. How many people, devotees are here? The other verses, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 37, 38, 39. There's a melody that we like to chant that it's a little different mood than the usual one. So I'll say it once, then we'll go back to the first one. So Chintamani. So you listen, Justin. Chintamani prakara sadma shakalpa briksha lakshavrite susurabhi rabipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasambrahma sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. So we'll chant the first one, and then all the rest we'll chant like that. Slight difference. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachirananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Now 29, starting 29. Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vrte Susurabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venam Kvavantamaravinda Dalaya Taksham Varhavatam Samasitam Burasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Adola Chandrakala Sarvanamaya Vamshi Ratnan gadam pranaya keli kalavilasam Shamam tribanga lalitam niyata prakasham
Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. Ananda chinmaya sarujvala vigrahasya. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Advaitam achyutam anadam anantarupam. Adhyam purana purusham navayovanam cha. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami.
37 and 38-39.
37. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis. Tabirya eva nija rupataya kalabhi. Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Premanjana churita bhakti vilokshanena. Santaksa deva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Yam shama sundaram achintya guna sarupam. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Ramari murti shukalani amena tishtam. Nanavataro makarod bhuvaneshu kintu. Krishna swayam samabhavat paramam kumanyo. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami.
Sri Brahma Samhita ki jai. Sri Brahma ki jai ho. So, just a little bit of introduction, and tomorrow we'll start with verse 1. It's basically what's told in this history of Brahma Samhita, that before the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahma Samhita was practically unknown. It was a lost scripture. It was a hidden scripture. And in the Vaishnava Sampradayas, the other four Vaishnava Sampradayas, although Brahma, of course, is one of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, they didn't know so much or anything about Brahma Samhita. So just like Radha Kund was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. He came here to Braj and he said, oh, he revealed it. In the same way, he's revealed this scripture for us, for the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, up until this time, among all the Vaishnavas, the most famous scripture was the Bhagavad Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. But now, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, of course, Bhagavad Puran has the topmost position. As Rupa Goswami explains, that one of the five most important factors of advancing in Prema Bhakti is Bhagavad Shravan. Associating with advanced devotees and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, right? The five things. But Lord Chaitanya, when he found this, he thought this is very wonderful. So we'll read that description. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can understand, like if we want to understand what's important for our bhajan, what's important for us to go forward, where it's two considerations. One is Rupa Raghunatha Pari Hoivyakuti. Srila Prabhupada told us we should be very eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Das Goswami. Because they establish us in the devotional service of the Lord. Rupa Goswami gives us this direction and encouragement for Abhideya. And of course, Das Goswami teaches the science of inner bhajan, inner meditation, manasi seva, and a higher level, prayojana, bhajan. So this Brahma Samhita, this is also, it fits there, it's sambandha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what I mean to say is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's the third personality. There's Rupa Goswami, and then there's Raghunatha Das Goswami. We should be eager to study their literatures and follow in their footsteps. How do they behave externally? How dedicated were they internally to the service of the Lord, depending on their particular attraction and inclination? But then, how to present all of their teachings in a very systematic way? Taking any person interested in bhakti from the platform of interest to the platform of perfection. Interest is a curiosity or an attraction, but perfection is the ultimate goal. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who himself has his external identity as a great writer, a great preacher, and the father of Bhaktisiddhanta. He has his internal identity as a member of Radharani's camp, as Kamala Manjari. In other words, he's a resonant of this spiritual domain. So he wants to bring people to Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. So all of the books and the songs that are given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur are very, very helpful. Just like he has songbooks, Gita Mala, he has one songbook, Sharanagati. There are 62 songs or something. So Sharanagati, that's for Sambandha. They, just like Prabhupada, we have, Achyutananda gave us the Vaishnava songbook. So in the Vaishnava songbook in English, we have about 50 songs. But in the ISKCON Mayapur songbook, we have 550 songs. So the Mayapur devotees, they get so many songs, 500 songs in Bengali, big, thick book. And so many songs of Bhaktivinoda and Narottam, etc. about Sharanagati. So in other Gaudiya missions, the new Bhakti program is they're given Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have several songs, Kripa Bindu Diya, and those, some of these songs we have. And then they study this because Sharanagati goes through the six principles of surrender. Accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the teachings of Rupa Goswami, which this is one of them, the six symptoms of surrender, and he put it into bhajans, he put it into songs, and he explained everything very systematically, step by step. And then he took Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, another part of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he, where it explains a little bit higher than Sharanagati, it starts to explain, because we have Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. So when we get into Bhava Bhakti, then you have to understand what is Bhava, and what are all these different Anubhavs and Vyavachari Bhavs. So Rupa Goswami explains those. So then, Bhaktivinoda studied that and said, oh, this is very nice. I have to make this very easy and very systematic for all the devotees. So he writes a whole songbook, which is called Gita Mala, I believe. It's Gita Mala. So in Gita Mala, he goes through, he has songs that describe the whole philosophy in Bengali. Beautiful, easy to understand Bengali, and the English translation is there. So Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are our guideposts. In terms of our Mahajans, Mahajana Gena Katasapanta. Our immediate Mahajan, of course, is our Gurudev, our Shiksha Gurus, our Diksha Gurus, and Srila Prabhupada, right? All of his books. But all of his books are full of the teachings of Rupa and Raghunath and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur that understood the very dear heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took this book, Rama Samhita, and he wrote the first commentary on this book, based on the commentaries of Jiva Goswami, which were very elaborate and very detailed. And then, in, I forget the date, 1897 or something, is mentioned that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he took the same book, he took his father's book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rama Samhita, and he put all, he translated everything into English, and he printed it with the Gaudiya Math. So this is what we have in the BBC. He distributed this, and of course it's all over the Gaudiya mission. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knows the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of his books and all of the books that he's touched and commented on are very, very important for us to study. His songs, his songbooks, and the different books that he revealed to us. For example, when he was studying some ancient, very, very ancient copies of the Narada Pancharatra, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he found something called Radha Sahasranam. It's in Narada Pancharatra by Naradaji, Narada Muni. And he said, oh, this is very important for the sadhakas. So he copied that and he had that printed, and then that was distributed. So the devotees were started chanting Radha Sahasranam. And then you see he was studying different Puranas because he studied vastly, just like Rupa Goswami, right? Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano Sadharma Samstapako. So Sadharma Samstapako. The Nipun, the Sad Goswamis were Nipun. They were expert at what? Establishing Sadharma. How did they establish Sadharma? Sadharma means eternal religious principles. What is the eternal religion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give? Braja Bhakti, Braja Praying, right? So Nana Shastra Vichar and Aika Nipano. Shastra Vichar. So the Goswami studied all the Shastras, and then they wrote, and they were Nipun, expert at studying Sanskrit, Persian, all these different languages. They studied everything. And then they wrote all their books and commentaries. Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And by doing that, they established Saddharma Samstapako. They established the eternal religion. Of what religion? Religion was already there. Love of God was already there by the other Vaishnava Sampradayas. But this Braja Prem, this inner, this Mano Bhishtam, this heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was established by Rupa Goswami. And further, and established and explained by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all Sanatana Goswamis. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur comes along, like 300 years later, and he said, oh, people have difficulty with these books of the Goswamis, these Sanskrit books, very difficult. Like, how many people in here can read Sanskrit? I can't. You know, I can't. I mean, I really slowly. But we need our language. We need our German, Russian, French, English, whatever, to get some access to this Shabda Brahman. So now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came along 300 years ago, 300 years after the Goswamis. Sometimes people say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the seventh Goswami. Of course, technically, Loknath Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj are the seventh and eighth. They're the, you know, but at any rate, he's also affectionately and appropriately called the seventh Goswami because he wrote over 100 books explaining all the Goswami Shastras. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave us this Brahma Samhita, wonderful commentaries. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave it to us. So it's important. It's essential for us. So when Lord Chaitanya was touring South India, he came to Adikeshava Temple, and there's a few verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita to describe Mahaprabhu's travels. Mahabhaktagana saha tahan goshti kaila Brahma samitta jaya punti tahan kaila. In the Adikeshava Temple, Mahaprabhu discussed spiritual matters among highly advanced devotees. While there, he found a chapter of Brahma Samhita. Punti pana prabhura kaila ananda apara kampashu shweta stamba pulaka vikara. So, this is what happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he read the Brahma Samhita. Mahaprabhu was greatly happy to find a chapter of the Brahma Samhita. And by reading that, the symptoms of ecstatic transformation, such as trembling, kampa, ashru, shwed, stamba, pulak, tears, perspiration, trance, and jubilation were manifest in his body. Then Kaviraj Goswami explains, Siddhanta Shastra Nahi Brahma Samhitra Sam Govinda Mahima Janera Paramakaran Apakshare Kahi Siddhanta Apara Sakala Vaishnava Shastra Made Atisora. He says, there is no scripture equal to Brahma Samhita. Siddhanta Shastra Nahi Brahma Samhita Sama. Sama means equal. So Sara means essence. Siddhanta Shastra Nahi. Then he says, Govinda Mahima Gyan Parama Karan. As far as the final Siddhanta is concerned, spiritual conclusion, the Brahma Samhita is supreme revelation of the glories of Govinda. Govinda Mahima. Govinda Mahima Gyan. Right? Very easy to understand. The great knowledge and glories of Govinda. Govinda Mahima Gyan Paramakaran. For it reveals the topmost knowledge about Govinda. Since all the Siddhantas and conclusions are briefly presented in Brahma Samhita, it is essential among all the Vaishnava literatures. Sakala Vaishnava Shastra Madhya Atisara. Siddhanta Apara. This is completely transcendental, the topmost conclusion. So this verse and purport is quoted in the beginning of the Brahma Samhita, BBT edition. So the purport to text 239-40, Prabhupada explains, the Brahma Samhita is a very important scripture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acquired the fifth chapter from Adikeshava Temple. In that fifth chapter, Brahma Samhita is a very important scripture. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acquired the fifth chapter from Adikeshwar Temple. In that fifth chapter, philosophical conclusion of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference, is presented. The chapter also presents the methods of devotional service, the 18-syllable Vedic hymn, That means the Gopal Mantra, right? We'll hear a discussion about how Lord Brahma received his Gayatri, his Brahma initiation, Klin Krishnaya Govindaya. So he says 18-syllable Vedic hymn. Discourses on the soul, the super soul, fruit of activity, Kam Gayatri, Kam Bij, the original Mahavishnu, a detailed description of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and specifically Goloka Vrindavan. The Brahma Samhita also explains the demigods Ganesh, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, the origin of the Gayatri Mantra, the form of Govinda, and his transcendental position and abode, the living entities, the highest goal, the goddess Durga, the meaning of austerity, the five gross elements, love of Godhead, impersonal Brahman, the initiation of Lord Brahma, and the vision of transcendental love enabling one to see the Lord. The steps of devotional service are also explained. The mind, yoga nidra, the goddess of fortune, devotional service and spontaneous ecstasy, incarnations beginning with Lord Brahma, deities, the conditioned soul and its duties, the truth about Lord Vishnu, prayers, Vedic hymns, Lord Shiva, the Vedic literature, personalism and impersonalism, good behavior, and many other subjects are also discussed. There's also a description of the sun and the universal form of the Lord. All these subjects are conclusively explained in a nutshell in the Brahma Samhita. I don't know what's left, but if you know all those things, you don't have to sit here. There's no need to be here. So let's see if we can learn half those things, it would be quite good. So this is, and then after, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after he when he read these verses, he wrote an appreciation of this for the reader of his Brahma Samhita. So this is included in the Bengali edition. So he wrote, after he quotes these verses, and then he says in his own language, "What more can I say than this?" Just like I say, "What more can I say?" All these, that's everything. "What more can I say than this? At least I may say that if this scripture is reckoned as one of the most ancient scriptures, then it is an unprecedented and truly authoritative source on the teachings of Krishna Bhakti, devotion for Krishna." Again, if someone says that this scripture, Sri Brahma Samhita, was not originally found in South India, it was actually written by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's living kind of like in the age like now. Because nowadays everyone criticizes everyone, everyone doesn't believe anyone, and like that. So it was like that in the 1860s and 70s. So all the British were ruling here, and so he was dealing with these British professors, and they say, "Well, how do you know that he found it? How are you so sure that he found it in the Adi Keshava temple? And what's your proof that is really ancient and was written by some guy with four heads and he lived millions of years ago and his name is Brahma? Maybe he wrote it himself. Maybe he wrote it yesterday. Look, the ink's still wet." Yeah, the ink's still wet because the guy wrote it and he took it, you know, he copied it. There was a hand copy made and he took it back. So like that, people have so many doubts. So then Bhaktivinoda says, "That's okay. Even if you're of that mood, this is what I say." He said, "What, even if you say it was written by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what if you say it was actually written by Lord Chaitanya? Well, what could be more happy for us? What could make us more happy? You know, we Gaudiyas. By obtaining any work of Siddhanta, Siddhanta written by Lord Chaitanya, No trace of doubt can ever remain in the world of Vaishnav thought. However one may consider it, this holy book, Brahma Samhita, is worshipful to every devotee." So that was his, he's showing an appreciation of the book and speaking that to his readers. So some, also in the Bengali edition, there's some description of what is the Brahma Samhita. Sometimes the Srimad Bhagavatam is called the Paramahamsa Samhita. Actually, it's called that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj glorifies the Bhagavatam in many verses And in 12th canto of Bhagavatam, also it glorifies the Bhagavatam. It's called Paramahamsa Samhita, because of course it starts that way, Dharma Prochitakaitavocha Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. So it says there that we kick out all the cheaters and all the imposters and all the envious, doubting people that have no faith, and all the cheaters, Dharma Prochita, and all the cheating Dharma. And this Bhagavatam is for the Paramahamsas, Satam. Right? Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Those devotees, that topmost devotees, that are free from envy, swan-like devotees. This Bhagavatam is for them. So that's right in the beginning, first or maybe second verse of Bhagavatam, no? First chapter, Dharma Prochita Kaitavotra. So later, the Acharyas, they explain this Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhita. It is completely pure because there's no karma kanda, there's no jnana kanda, there's no anything in this Bhagavatam but bhakti, Krishna bhakti, from beginning to end. It is ultimately establishes on every verse, every page, Krishna bhakti. And finally, it refines Krishna bhakti to, it talks about Vishnu bhakti, Ram bhakti, so many different kinds of bhakti, and then the bhakti of, in 7th canto, we have the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj, which is the Vishnu bhakti in a Shantaras, right? Then finally you come to the Bhagavatam, where you see the bhakti of Sakiras and Vatsalyaras and Vrindavan and Madhuriras, the topmost, right? Raja bhakti. So this book, Brahma Samhita, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said this is a Purusheya Samhita. A Purusheya. You know a Purusheya? That word, Aporasheya, is in Isopanishad, I think. Aporasheya. It means that it's transcendental. The word Aporasheya, I believe it means transcendental. So, he says, this book describes all different subject matters. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he also wrote a small statement. He said, when we attain the mercy of the Supreme Lord by faithfully following the teachings, in other words, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he commented on this book, and in his Bengali edition, he's giving a kind of a shruti fal. He said, all right, everyone, you read this book, you study this book, this is what will happen if you faithfully hear and study this book and try to apply the teachings. He said that when we attain the mercy of the Supreme Lord by faithfully following the teachings of the four-headed Brahma, and when we receive the Supreme Lord's grace as a result of singing with a pure heart the divine songs of His eternal glories, at that moment we should taste the genuine fruit of our reading of Brahma Samhita. Then we shall realize that in the highest plane of divine service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is found the beautiful Radha Govinda in the self-same form of Sri Gaurasundara. Because you'll see, and the different purports here in Brahma Samhita, we also hear about the verse goes from glorifying Krishna, and it goes in, the purport explains about the glories of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Brahma Samhita establishes the glories of Govinda, Radha Govinda, Govinda, and all these, and so these, he said this is the fruit, we'll actually, this is the fruit of our reading, that will get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and receive the Lord's grace, and realize that Radha Govinda, Gaurasundara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the same, and will have their darshan at some day, just like Lord Brahma had darshan of Krishna. So that's just the introduction. I think tomorrow we'll start with the first verse of Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigaran. No? Prabhupada ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Gornita ki, Radha Shamsundar ki, Vanchakopatrubhyascha, Vasudev.